It is a beautiful day to be chilling on the patio. I can tell you that much right now.
Absolutely.
Right now.
I know. I've been outside all morning. Hello, hello, hello.
You ready to get this party started?
Yeah.
Here we go, ho.
You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
That's us.
Yeah, yeah.
Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the Swallow.
And your fluffy shoes.
Because the Swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable. The Swallows are here. Pop, 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 Swallows are here.
That's right, the Swallows are here. We are here with you today on this mighty fine hump day.
Hump day! Hump day.
It is hump a hump day. I don't know if you knew that or not, but I want to just let you know. Today is a hump. I don't know why you're showing me this, Shayna.
You're cutting the brain right
why,
in
why
half.
Why are you showing me this stuff?
Ooh,
you
know, wow, look at that.
No, you know how I have a weak constitution.
Oh, wow. It's a brain hemorrhage. You want to see
it? No, I don't want to see it, and I don't want to know that you're looking at
Come
it
on.
While you're sitting next to me.
So gross.
Shut up.
The brain is so weird.
Shut up. Holy crap. Nah. Why would you want to see that?
I don't know. It's interesting. Weird. It's science.
It's not science. It's
it
sadistic
is.
Or something.
They were doing a brain autopsy.
Who else in the room right now, show of hands, likes watching surgery shows and surgery videos and when they're replacing that guy's knee that one time and you just watch the whole thing?
Yeah.
You watched him replace that guy's whole knee.
Yeah.
Oh, Missy Sheriff. She likes
oh,
that kind
Missy
of stuff.
Oh, Missy Sheriff.
Of course she does.
Missy Sheriff, I have your Shamrock Run bag.
Oh,
so
yes.
Oh,
let's
we'll
talk about that right
you.
Now.
We will have to get it to you.
We need to get those people on.
Everybody share the
I
show.
I need to get those people on about the Shamrock Run.
Absolutely.
Well, welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us. The Everything Swallow podcast. This is our hump day edition. Hump, hump,
hump, hump,
hump, hump, hump. And what we're talking about right now is that we were going to be involved on St. Patrick's Day with the Shamrock Run. And it was a fundraiser, a walk, run,
right.
Marathon, you know, walk-a-thon, party with bands and beers and costumes and the whole nine yards. It was in Castle Rock. And it was to the money, the proceeds from that walk race would go to the organizations that helped our first responders and our veterans with PTSD. Right. And mental illness.
Right.
And that's awesome. I'm all about that. So,
right.
Well, as we all know, everything got freaking canceled. And that included the Shamrock Run. And I was bummed. That was going to be
Classy wore her t-shirt to bed last night.
That was going
to
be my marathon of the year.
Yeah.
Well,
right?
When you do join a marathon,
take my pen.
You know that you'll get a badge at the end. You usually get a t-shirt to commemorate the whole
right.
thing. So because it was canceled, that doesn't mean that we didn't get our stuff. So Dina Joe. Our very own Dina Joe, who is now a part of the Old Man's podcast,
yeah.
Dina Joe and the Old Man, went and got our stuff.
Yes.
She went and picked up our shirts and our freaking
she was our team captain.
Trophy. She was our team captain for Everything Swallow. She's Sister Swallow, and we thank her so much for that. But the medallions are awesome.
They're so amazing.
They're cool, man.
They're like a little leprechaun.
Little?
They're big.
They're as big
it's
as your
seven
hand.
Inches
yeah,
tall.
They're as big as your hand.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Pretty excellent.
I'm Mary.
We love you too, Gina Joe.
Yes.
Mary's here. Classy Little Cupcake is here. We know Misa Sheriff is here.
Yes.
We got
yes,
all of our
yes.
regular ladies right here. Amita and, of course, Heather.
Hi, Amita.
happy Wednesday. I hope you guys
yeah.
had a good, long Memorial Day weekend. We sure did.
Yes, we did.
We had a great one.
We took a long one because we've been very busy.
We did.
Like, we've been overextending a tad bit.
And we needed it.
And we've gotten none of our chores done at home.
None of our chores
done. So we had to take a little time and get our shit together.
Mary broke a tooth. We'll get into that in a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right. And it's a good thing because yesterday you had a pretty bad neck and shoulder flare-up. And if you'd have been trying to work yesterday during that flare-up, that would have really discouraged you.
Well, I worked all morning.
Yeah.
Because you worked in the morning. So I worked all morning pretty good. And then you came home and then I had a, I don't know, man, just a weird little tweak and then poof, flare.
Yeah, it went from a twinge to a full on fired up.
Yeah.
But it only took us a few hours. We went and drove around and you looked out the window and that got you relaxed. And then we got you calmed down. We got that damn shoulder under control. Yeah.
Gotta get our shit together. This crazy pandemic, we're just all living all willy nilly, just flip flopping all around, not doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
Not keeping our sleep schedules.
Not at all.
Not doing anything productive.
Amita, we need to get our shit together. Shane and I have been saying that for a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I haven't, I hate to admit it, I have not been on my bike, but just a couple times. This year, and I have a virtual ride to do next month.
Yeah, you do.
I got to do that ride.
You got to do it.
I either got to get on the trainer and do it. I got to just go around and around and around and around and around here in the neighborhood.
Oh, that'd be horrible.
For a whole day. People would think I was nuts.
Yep.
They'd probably call the cops on me.
Right.
Hey, John, thanks so much. John DeVito's show is in the room, and he just gave us a gift.
Thank you.
A cup of coffee.
Yeah.
How do you know I love coffee? Has he been listening?
I don't know. Guy?
Well, thank you so much. Now, Mary's getting yelled at by her boss, probably because she's listening to our podcast, but that's okay. I want to know, how does a person break their tooth on a Starburst?
Ooh, maybe it was a bad tooth.
Maybe it was really old.
Yeah, maybe it was a bad tooth. You didn't
or
know.
It got stuck.
Yeah, and you didn't maybe realize that it had a little
suction
weak spot.
Suction cupped.
Yeah,
and then racked it off it of right there. Out. Yeah. Yeah, real nice. Getting out in nature is really good, but we have to get our stuff done. Well, I've been avoiding painting the garage, trimming the trees, mowing the lawn, planting the garden.
I know.
You popped all these seeds and you have all these plants, wonderful plants. I think you've got pickles and cucumbers.
I had nowhere to put them.
And we didn't have, so Marlon and I, we made the garden bigger. So we got the garden done.
Yep.
We got our chores done.
Yep.
Garage is painted.
Yep.
Got to hang the cabinets, which I'm going to do today. And then get in a bike ride. This week.
Absolutely.
That seems simple enough.
Totally.
And sell some masks.
Yes.
We need some sell some masks.
And do our podcast.
And do the
podcast. Get back on the fucking schedule, man.
Yeah. Do podcast and spend our time with you guys. Get our shit together.
Gotta get it together.
Yeah, right.
So I wonder how many people went out this weekend.
It
was Memorial Day weekend.
Went out like camping out.
Yeah, and just out of their house and went out into the parks and went and did stuff. I mean, I just wonder.
On adventures?
Yeah, I wonder how many people like were breaking the law. Wow, wow. I just wonder.
Mary Poppins said she worked. Now, Heather, the Shutter Witch, she said she went out and sat under a nice pretty tree.
Oh, I love that.
And sat in nature and she got close to it. She also, I saw her on Facebook. She was channeling Lilith.
Oh, nice.
The other day. So she did her makeup accordingly.
Good, good. That's always good and exciting.
I wonder if that was the same sitting under the tree day. Right. Probably so. Getting back in touch.
Well, we had a small impromptu gathering.
Oh. Yes, we did. We had a little Memorial Day gathering with some of our close and loyal followers, swallowers, and friends.
Yes.
And and then I played some music with my close friend, Scott Cole, who I've known since I was 17.
Right. And if you're a listener of the podcast, he also is our Halloween voice.
He's our Halloween voice. And he's going to be the guitar player in the band.
Nippleback.
When we were able to get that back on and going. So that was really awesome. And it was a gorgeous day, too. It was so nice out on Monday.
Yeah.
Well, we do know a lot of people that went out and did some camping. Some friends did some camping. They had some inclement weather.
It snowed on some people.
On Monday?
Rain snow.
But that you got it. You know, you can expect that, right? Memorial Day rain snow when you're up over 10,000 feet.
I think you can almost expect it all the way up until June.
Remember that one year? It was like late June and we took all those kids on that freaking church camp. And we woke up and there was snow. Gosh, and we were up there for a week.
Yeah, that was fun.
We had like 35 kids up there, and those were all little kids. This was children's church. So this is 13 and under kids. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We went up there on that school bus.
Yep.
We stayed in like some church, old YMCA camp. I don't know what it was. We're sleeping on bunk beds and had to run outside to go pee. That was the worst.
It was the worst.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad. That's why I'm really glad we have that antique bedpan.
Right.
Then you don't have to go outside. I can just sit right there in the bedpan.
Sit right on it, let it go.
And it's porcelain, so it's nice and cool.
Uh-huh. Easy to rinse out. That's exactly right.
But it looked wonderful on some of the pictures I saw, the campfire.
Oh, yeah. Everyone. It looked like everyone was camping this weekend.
And it looked like all the kids were having fun and the adults were drunk.
Yeah, they have been for months.
Well, that's why I said today I heard on the news that, you know, experts are saying as parents during this time of kids being at home and working at home, it's really important to keep a schedule. You know, it's important to keep kids on a schedule and to remember that the kids are watching us as adults and everything that we're doing is an example to them and that they will then do themselves. And I thought, great, there's going to be a bunch of drunk kids running around now.
Now, my question is, why the hell haven't been parents? Why haven't parents known that this whole time?
Well, they have known it. It's just
so now it's just new. It's just a refresher course.
Well, it's like a refresher course. Dumb. Well, no,
if you've been a bad parent, you've been a bad parent the whole time.
I don't think it's about good or bad, Shayna, but they're at a point now where you're not used to having your kids home. You're used to being at the office with your office friends.
This is the best thing that can happen to parents.
But now your kids are there. And they're driving you absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
And you're driving yourself crazy because
you aren't
even getting out of bed and doing your hair every day. And so they're just, it's just a reminder.
This is
their
one opportunity to fix the little assholes that they're breeding.
Yeah. There you go.
You know?
But that's exactly what they need to do.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, God dang. Let's move on. Anyway.
I'm just saying, give me a break.
Yep. We're going to just move on from that.
I loved our kids.
Yep.
I loved having them at home.
We all love our kids, but I didn't love having them at home.
Some people don't love their kids. You didn't?
Oh,
I did.
Oh, my God. Sure. Sure. They were great to have around, but are you kidding me? No. No. I would not want my elementary or junior high school kid to have been trapped in this house for the last 90 days.
Oh, whatever. Whatever. I guess I just feel differently about it because I was just always here with the kids.
Right.
And I just always had them. And so you were always gone working and I was just always here with them.
Exactly.
And so I took the opportunity to teach them absolutely everything I could.
So for you, it was kind of the same. It was the same routine for you. So it wasn't. So it wasn't difficult.
No, I understand that. I understand that it's not the same routine for people. But what I'm trying to say is see the opportunity of what you've been given.
Right.
Look at it as a gift instead of a fucking headache.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Take the time to get to know that person. Because that's not just a kid. That's a human being. That's a person.
Well, yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? And maybe you take some time while you're all stuck at home together to get to know each other, you know?
It was just a kid's drinking joke.
I know, but I'm just saying. Why can't I say things?
You can.
Why can't I have my
you
opinion?
You can
I
have
just,
your opinion.
You just get to be the don't bump guy, and then that's as far as it goes?
No, but
I mean, give me
just
a break.
Deep.
Come on. It's what do
deep.
I do on this show, Sean?
You
what
deep.
Do I do?
You're the deep
fucking
one.
Fucking A, tell me what I
You're
do.
You're the deep one.
And then you come at me for asking the question.
See, Amita agrees with you.
I love children. I love children, and I think that they are fantastic, no matter how big of a pain in the ass they are.
I agree.
So I feel like you should take the opportunity and do something good with it. That's all.
I agree.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying.
You can do that drunk.
They're going to be watching us. Then they're going to be getting, they could be getting.
Totally do it drunk if you want to. Totally can.
Listen, we know a lot of good parents out there.
Yeah.
And they're working hard with their kids through this whole thing.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it's just a tough new normal. Just like you were saying earlier before we started, came down here. You're saying, why are they talking like nothing's going
to
go back to the
to
way
normal,
it was?
Right.
You know? I mean, even like school.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you can't put desks 6 feet apart and have 30 kids in a classroom.
Right.
Unless you're doing your school in a freaking hangar.
And the schools are so overpacked already.
Yeah.
The teachers had too many kids to begin with.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so it's like, really? Now, just now. Oh, you know what? Well, these classes have to be smaller now. That's all the teachers have been begging for how long?
I know, you know, but it takes sometimes it takes a pandemic.
I don't know.
I have no idea, but when it's if it's ever going to go back to normal and what even normal will be like.
Right.
You know, will we always be required to, as I was coming home down Broadway, I go by two post offices, right?
Yep.
Both of them had lines outside.
Yep.
And it wasn't because it was busy inside. It was just because now we've got this 6 foot social distance. And so will that ever go away?
Right.
Slowly. Yeah. We'll probably get closer back together, but are we going to crowd in on each other when we're in the self-checkout line at King Super's like we used to? Probably not.
Right.
Breathing down each other's necks right. when we're trying to get into a concert venue like we used to? Probably not.
Well, how can you even have a concert venue? You can't sell as many tickets.
Well, apparently, like these country guys are doing them at drive-in theaters.
Great idea.
You know what I mean? And so they have to stay in their car.
Yep. See, it's just all so weird.
But they're not going to stay in their car. You're going to get out. You're going to get on your hood. You're going to dance, especially at a country place. You're going to boot and scoot and boogie.
And that's what you do to drive in anyways.
Yeah, you get out and get in the back of the truck and you talk to friends. Yep,
exactly.
Have popcorn fights.
Like when we were a kid, we would go sit in the front of the car.
Right, in the molester zone.
Yep.
Where the playground was at. Yes. Exactly.
I don't know. I just feel like it's...
I've met very nice men there. During my stay at the Inglewood, the Bellevue drive-in theater. What was that even called? Yeah.
Oh,
up there where the slides. Oh, Cinderella's.
Cinderella drive-in, man.
Drive-in.
Absolutely.
Up there, the molester zone.
Molester zone.
That's right. And your parents would be like, all right, grab me a beer. Kids, go play.
Go play. Go up there. Go to the front.
Go up there. There, it's really dark. You can't see anything.
But there's a swing set up
there. There's a swing set up there under the glow of the movie. So just go up there. You'll be fine. A lot of nice men up there. Candy.
That's
maybe even
great.
A puppy. If you get lucky, there might be a puppy up there.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Oh, the 70s. I remember the 70s.
It was the 80s, too.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's true. It was the 80s for you.
It was the 80s for me. And it was still the same day.
Yeah. Well, now they're gonna bring back the drive-in theaters. It sounds like it's going to start coming back, especially with this social distancing thing. Do you think they'll bring back the playset? Probably not. The molester zone?
You know what? The molester zone now is everywhere.
Right.
So you need to beware as soon as...
Yeah, but that was extra molesty zone because it was dark and there was no adults there except for the molesters.
They never took you. They molested you there left you right there.
Exactly.
And then no one believed you.
And then all of a sudden you're like,
what movie were you watching?
Where did my hot dog go?
Whatever. You said I took it in a bad path. Uh-huh. At least I didn't take us straight to the molester zone.
My parents took me there.
They dropped you off.
Yeah. Before they even parked the car, they swung up around the front.
That's funny.
Interesting. Well, that's what you got to look forward to. That's your new normal, baby.
No, I don't
that's
want
what
that
you're
to
talking
be.
About.
I refuse.
Well, yeah, no, we can't all get lucky, John. Some of us just don't get
molested.
You know, what can you do? Now, did you want to talk about the stupid fat man?
I don't care.
We can move on from that. I don't think that's nice. It's rude. But the story is that obesity can significantly reduce your intelligence. It specifically says men's. It does not include women in this study.
Well, that just sounds
obese men scored up to 23% less, you know, than a non-obese man in a variety of mental agility tests. Okay. So that means that when I was almost 300 pounds, I was dumber.
I was fat. I don't know. I just read what freaking Classy put.
What did Classy put in there?
My youngest crotch goblin has won 4 years of high school. I love that. Crotch goblin. I'm writing that down. That's a new good one.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Different.
It's true. I love it so much.
And now
I've never heard you call it that.
I've never heard that. Well, I can tell you though, when we lost all that weight. I had more ambition, and maybe more ambition than creates more mental stimulation, which, you know, causes you to want to do more things, and then you get smarter.
Huh. I don't know. I think it's mean. I could see.
I think it was kind of a mean study.
Yeah, I think it's kind of mean just on men. It should have been done more on everybody, because just generally stupid people are just stupid. There's nothing you can really do about it. But I could see it in a health way, you know, just because you have like so much unhealthy fat in your body.
Right.
It's probably not good for your brain. Well, your
brain's going to be all fat. Right. Well, not all fat, but fatty.
Fatty.
Hard to think.
Exactly. Sluggish.
Sluggish.
Right.
And your hormones are going to be all whacked out.
Right. But I think that goes for anybody. Yeah, you know, I don't think that's just specifically
that's a little sluggish sometimes. Well, here is 11% of men. These must be fat and stupid because they admit to putting their smartphones on top of their car and driving away.
Oh, I think that just is an accident.
Yeah. And 9% say they dropped their phone in the toilet.
Oh, now, I hate that.
I have dropped my phone in the toilet, but when I did it, I was fat.
Hi, Jay, baby. You did?
Yeah, way back in the day, but with one of the early phones.
Oh, see, not me. Mine are just...
Because I kept it in my...
Your pocket. Yep. Yeah, mine fell out of my boob once into the toilet, but that was it.
That's funny. I did. I put it all in the rice. Oh, I've had my wallet fly into the toilet too, which is the worst because it's in the back pocket of your pants.
Right.
And then when you go to put them on, it goes Froom!
Out. Yeah.
And it goes,
I know. Because I put my cell phone back there and I always have to take it out when I go because it will do that. Or it gets caught on the fucking toilet seat as you're pulling up your pants and then it really flings.
Yeah. And
that's worse.
And for all of you who've met Shayna, you're wondering how could anything come falling out of those boobs?
It was just barely in there.
Obviously.
I mean, it was in tucked all the way in. It wasn't in grabbing the bottom tit. It was just tucked right on top.
I got you.
Floating. And then when I went, my cleavage sometimes comes out.
Yeah.
And it did.
Uh-huh.
It came out and brought the phone with it. Sometimes you bend over too far. Your titties just come out a little bit.
Boy, tell me. See, now that also happened to me when I was fat.
See? Yeah. Sean was more than a handful.
I was way more than I'm a handful now and
I'm in
my fighting weight.
That is so funny.
But there is, unfortunately, on top of Corona, there's a lot of negative junk going on. Between the missing cyclist from Mother's Day, that beautiful woman with the giant wedding ring.
Someone
took her and her wedding ring.
Mm-hmm.
And did they find her bike or anything?
Yes,
they had her bike. Okay.
Found the bike.
That's probably a several $1,000 bike, if I had to guess, by the size of the wedding ring she's wearing and some of her photos.
Yeah.
And I hope they find her.
Yeah. Yeah, Josie knows. You walk too fast, boy. They start coming out.
Oh, shit. Josie could keep a rotary phone in hers.
You know what? That's not fun for her.
I was going to say phone booth, but I went with rotary phone. Fax machine.
OMG is right.
I'm sorry.
You know what?
Big boobs are beautiful.
She can suffocate you with those puppies.
Yeah, I know. Don't use your boobs as a weapon.
Why?
Because it's not
Sometimes
nice.
Sometimes you need a tit slap.
No, that's not. Well, okay, you can like that. But not like not a deadly weapon. Just a fun weapon.
Just a fun weapon.
Okay, well, let's see. We have the missing cyclist. We've got the guy in Minnesota and Minneapolis who lost his life to the police officers.
Right.
We've got floods in the Tulsa River. What is that all about? Why is there now floods happening?
Right.
That's not cool. What else do we have? We've got sick people.
Yeah.
And we've got a pretty dumb, I hate to say, president right now. he's losing his mind. He might have got Corona. Lori Loughlin, she's going to prison.
Who's Lori Loughlin?
That's Aunt Jessie's wife.
Oh, remember? Ha ha.
Yeah,
she's going to
go to prison for that.
Bribing to get your kids in.
That's exactly right. Brad Pitt's got long hair with gray roots. needs to die.
Aunt Becky.
Aunt Becky, that's right. Aunt Becky's going to prison. I'm sure she will have a, I'm sure she'll have like a cushy jail cell. You know, she's not going to go to no hardened cell. She's going to federal prison. I know somebody who went there and they said it is not that bad. How would it be if you were a germaphobe right now going through all of this?
Right.
That would suck.
Well, you don't leave your house.
Howie Mandel says he can't leave his house. He's dealing with it through intense therapy and medication.
Wow.
And when he does leave the house, he looks like something from some sort
of my God.
Chernobyl cleanup crew.
That's funny.
He does, though. That's exactly what he looks like. Let's see. Gwyneth Paltrow. She's still ugly.
Yeah.
Well, wow. Quarantine. Oh, yeah. Khloe Kardashian. She looks like a whole different person. She became a different person. Become another person. She did.
Why not?
She got pandemic surgery.
Yeah. A lot.
How's that?
A lot.
How does that happen? How do you get pandemic surgery?
Well, because you had a lot of money.
Now, I heard today, and I cannot verify this, so I'm going to say it out loud. Is Betty White die?
No.
Okay, good. I heard that Betty
she
White
just got like another sitcom.
Had die. Well, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I don't think. No, I don't. I haven't heard.
Betty White. Okay, she's fine. She's good. She's 98 years old.
Yeah.
She's gonna make it to 100.
Yeah.
All right, good. Betty White, America's sweetheart, 98. She's doing fine during the coronavirus. She says. She said, don't you worry about me. I'm drinking my vodka. She's playing with puzzles and books.
Mm-hmm,
she's keeping her mind sharp. Okay, good. I was worried about her because I heard someone say today at my work, just kind of flippantly, hey, I heard Betty White died. And I thought, No. Okay, good. I know, right? Dina Jo, I hope not. That would be devastating. And there's no way that could fly under the radar.
No.
Betty White's bigger than the coronavirus.
When Betty White goes, she's going to get her own day.
Oh, Betty White Day?
Yeah.
You got Betty White Day. What are we going to do? We're going to drink vodka because that was her favorite drink. She had the vodka every day, right, with a lemon or something like that.
Okay.
And I don't know. I think she gave Charlie Chaplin a hand job once. She's that
old. She made
a
deal with the devil. He loves her so much, she gets to live forever. Well, damn, if that was true, I'd have wanted to have been like immortalized way younger than fucking 98-year-old lady. Oh,
yeah. How bad do her knees feel?
Right.
Well, you know what? She's probably had a lot of work done.
No.
That we don't know. Not like on her, not like Cher.
Just joints and body wise.
Not Cher.
I don't know.
Work.
Some people are just lucky and they
Cher
just have...
just turned 113.
They
didn't she? Her birthday was just recently.
She's not 113, but she has had a lot of plastic surgery. But just like Dolly Parton has had a lot of plastic surgery.
Damn.
They own
Cher's 74.
Yeah.
She looks great. She doesn't look a day over 73.
That's funny.
All right. Now let's get into this. Videos, webcams. Who's doing them? Who's doing webcams right
Everybody.
Now to make a little money? Come on.
Oh, you're talking like a little.
I'm just putting it out there.
A little hoochie hooch.
Anybody in the room doing a little webcam and on the side.
Do the hump to hump.
Just put your hand up. It's okay.
Do the hump to hump.
If you're, you know, out doing on the side, getting a little extra cash because webcams right now are making a lot of money.
You know what that they never talk about in these stories is how much time it actually takes to make the money on the webcam.
Well, it's a full-time job for two people. Probably all the time.
Yeah.
If you wanted to really make money,
you gotta work
20 hours a day, I think.
So much.
And that's gotta get boring.
Yeah.
It's so hot right now. Well, actually, the webcam has come a long way since it was very first invented. The very first webcam was actually set up by the researchers at Cambridge University to monitor their coffee pot.
Oh.
Because they didn't want to have to get
someone was
up.
Stealing their coffee?
No, it was they would get to the coffee pot and there would be no coffee and they would be disappointed. And so they didn't have time to make a coffee because they had just run to get the coffee. So this way they could log on to the webcam and be like, okay, there's no coffee. So I got to go at the proper time so that I can make the coffee to then return. Or they would be like, there's coffee and I could run back. All that webcams were for almost 20 years were naked women and nanny cams. That was, you know, this whole teledocs and, and office visits and,
I know.
Zoom calls and working from home.
This is just all new.
This is all new stuff. This is all new technology.
It was just all meant for nudie pics.
How dumb are we, all of us collectively, not just those of us in this room, that we did not invest in some kind of teleconnection, telecommunications company?
Wow.
You know what I mean? We
bought
some stock.
We can't see that coming.
Somebody did. I guarantee somebody said, sure. You know what? This Zoom thing is going to be big. And they went and bought some stock.
Maybe.
And then 4 days, a week later, boom.
Amita, she was going to launch her cooking show.
A cooking show?
Eda with Amita.
Oh, I'd watch that just on the basis of what you called it.
Me too.
I'd like to see this show. You could still do it. Was this going to be a web-based show, or was this going to be were you going to be in like a French maid outfit? Was this going to be an adult webcam?
No, it's a cooking show.
Well, yeah, adult cooking show.
Adult cooking?
Might get you some cash if you're in there and nothing but an apron and you're making muffins. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. She's making muffins in the buff. You're going to get some free.
You're going to get a lot of followers.
Yeah, and that's true.
That's right.
And it might be less work than having to
actually cook something.
Well, no, you could just do the cooking and if they would watch that instead of having to do all the other stuff that the cam girls are doing with their accessories and toys.
And all
the crap they have to do.
So Steve found a place that you can rent a room and they get 50% of your tips, but provide the camera and lighting.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Steve found. Oh, is that the Steve that's in the room right now, or is this a different Steve? That's
Jay Baby Steve.
He found this place, did he? And how did he come across this place? Interesting.
Is this room
and where is
in
this located?
House?
Yes. Is this that back bedroom you guys have been running on?
Yeah.
Working on?
Right.
Hey, thanks for dropping by, old man. Appreciate it. Love your show. Make sure you guys listen to the Old Man's Podcast with Dina Joe. Give them some love. Check them out. He read it in an article. Yeah, he read that in an article. Yeah, he did.
What magazine was
what
that
magazine
article?
Westwood.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was a Westwood.
I heard those Penthouse articles aren't really true.
Apparently, what? Those stories in Penthouse aren't true?
No.
I'm crushed right now.
Yeah.
Forum?
Yeah.
You're destroying me. there's a company that has a whole office building. Now, I will be honest and say that I may have accidentally stumbled upon 20 or 30 different cams before in my lifetime.
What?
Cams.
Like
I've seen,
sex
like,
girl
looked
cams?
At them. Yeah, I've seen them.
What are you talking about? We looked at 20 of them yesterday.
I know. Well, I wasn't going to say that. I was trying to be elusive.
Listen, we got to do our research.
And they do look very similar, like it's basically a freaking closet. You know what I mean? It does not look like that's
so
a room
now,
in someone's home.
Can I just
home.
Say something?
So you're telling me you're renting cam space?
Can I just tell you something?
Yeah, handy wipe that.
I was going to say, to me, renting that room like that is like going to the arcade at the adult bookstore.
Yeah.
You're just renting that room in there, and who knows what the girl did in there before.
You don't know who she had.
Why is this cushion wet?
Yeah, you don't know what her friends were in there doing.
Yeah, gross.
Yeah, I don't think I like that.
Yeah.
Especially now.
Dirty.
They're going to need to go through some severe sanitation protocol.
Yeah. Exactly.
Interesting.
Like, you're going to want to bring your
I
own
saw a
mic.
Video on something like that. I didn't know if it was here in Colorado. It could have been. I do remember that there was a guy busted in
I just think you'd
Sheridan.
Have to be specific. You'd have to be like, okay, this is a sex cam studio, and this is an office cam studio. You know?
Right.
Because it would suck to go into a studio after someone else, and you walk in, and you're like, why does it smell like strawberry?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
strawberry lube in this room.
Well, it would
room.
Have to be an exclusive for the sex cam girls, because they have the beds, and they have, you know what I mean? You're going to have those props, as it were, you know what I mean, set up for that. So
she says the company cleans the rooms. One girl made $30,000 one month, so the company made $15,000. You know that shit was clean.
Damn.
Man, you know what, though?
This was a very in-depth article that he read.
Yeah.
She also must have read this article.
I know.
Wow.
That's a one specific
you guys,
article.
You guys learned all that. Very in depth.
Are you sure it wasn't in forum?
That reporter must have really took notes in school. because he got thorough. What's up, Juan? How are you?
That's so great. I'm just saying. If you've ever looked into it.
I found this article on Reddit. Now I believe you. Now I think it's true.
Yeah. That's where all the toilet paper and Clorox wipes went. That's right.
This has had to probably kill the porn industry. Definitely hurt it.
Oh, yeah.
Those dirty fuckers. They didn't stop.
Yeah.
Do you know that someone's going to space today? Two Americans are going to space, Ron and Bob.
For what?
They're going to go to the International Space Station. And they're going to do some experiments, you know, and then they're
going to,
who knows, who fucking knows? They're going to grow a bean. They're going to take some ants. They're going to see if marshmallows will roast in space. I don't know. They're going to take some stupid ass shit or some stuff some elementary kids figured out and want them to try in space. And they're going to go up and try it. And then they're going to come home. But that's not the point, because we haven't sent a man into space in a long time, like 11 years or some shit, like 30 years it's been since that Discovery blew up. We're like, getting on that thing.
He's in those Russians. Yeah, let the
Russians do that.
Uh-huh.
So no, we have not had our own manned spacecraft in a long time since the space shuttle, since they decommissioned those. Mm. And so Elon has made it possible. Now, Elon also says he'll take full responsibility if these guys die.
Oh.
Because there's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah.
They could.
Yeah.
But they sent his. Remember that?
Think he's got a life insurance policy on those guys?
Oh, hell yeah.
He's all paid up on that?
Oh, I'm sure he is. Yeah. That's yeah. Good. His company's got some deep insurance pockets.
Yeah, they got a lot of money.
Yeah. So you remember a couple years ago, he sent that rocket up with a car on it because they needed a payload. And that's what they do when they test these rockets. They just fill them with big chunks of concrete or blocks of concrete and shit to see how much they can carry as a payload, right? And so instead of just putting concrete up there, he put his car up there.
Right, so he can float around in space.
Yeah, and he's got a dummy in there, and he's kind of like looking out the window. But now it's just space junk. But, I mean, those are tests for these pay-to-fly to space flights,
right?
You know that Leonardo DiCaprio and freaking George Clooney and shit have already paid
for to go up. Yeah, to go up.
They've prepaid for these flights, so they want to test it out on some of these, you know, astronauts first.
Yeah, they should just test it out right on those I know. Stupid celebrities.
Send Leo and freaking Clooney right up there.
They should be the test dummies.
Yep.
Not the actual astronauts that are smart and
George and Leo
worth something
going to space.
Just the actors.
Yeah, they're gonna grow a bean plant.
Yeah,
and they're gonna see if they can roast a marshmallow in space.
try to poop on the space toilet.
Yeah, and they can bring their asses home. That's what they should have done.
Yeah, I agree.
Not the lives of our smart and well trained naval and Air Force men.
Yeah, we need,
because I'm sure these guys are Air Force guys. We need them. Yeah, so that's gonna happen today, this afternoon. We're gonna watch for that. Hopefully, it goes off without a hitch. More so, they get up there, they dock with the space station, and then they're able to get back home. Because have you seen that rocket land?
No.
Okay, so it's coming, it's falling out of space, and then it goes...
And it stands
just,
straight up.
And it just sticks right to the ground. Mm. How's that going to work?
Fine.
That's
going to give you whiplash.
I would think so.
It's going to give you whiplash.
Yeah, because it seems to hit pretty hard.
Huh.
We're going to see, though. That's what I'm interested in. We have a couple other things. Is there anything anyone else wants to talk about? You guys got going on? What stupid fat guys? We got smartphones. We got dogs. We got older women. You know, many men are attracted to older women than they are. Than they what? Oh, men are attracted to women that are older than they are. And what makes older women attractive is, in the eyes of a man, it all goes back to their mother.
Aww.
Men who were born to moms, which most of us were. We're at least 30 years of age. They are likely more attracted to older women.
Huh.
Weird, right? Not me.
You know what? All men are attracted to older women because all men want a mom.
Well, can't we have a younger hot mom?
Sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm attracted to.
But that's it. All women just become the mom.
Well, yeah. And we thank you for it. And we're the helper.
Hmm.
The child man-sized helper.
Yeah.
The man-sized child. Mm-hmm. Child man. We do our part. Mm-hmm. What about women with daddy issues? Huh?
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Yeah. That's why young girls probably date those guys in their 60s. It has nothing to do with their bank account.
Sometimes it's just ignorance.
Yeah, right.
Because you know what? If you're going to date an old dude like that, you kind of want him to have a bank account.
What about the young guys who dated the Tiger King? Ew. Was that for love?
No.
Fucking Carol Baskin.
Yeah, they weren't even gay.
They weren't even gay. Those stupid whippersnappers. What in the hell? Here are some words that we will immediately stop using. Okay? And if you do use them, you're going to sound old. And this one is for Jen.
It was for the meth on the Tiger King.
Yeah.
It was for the drugs. He said it.
These are old words that have got to stop being used. Okay?
These are for who?
These are for everyone. But I have one specifically for our friend.
Oh.
Jen.
What is it?
Pocketbook. It's an old word. They just don't make pocketbooks
anymore. You know what?
It's a regional term. I understand that.
It's a pocketbook. It is.
But now it's a purse.
Right.
Just like, you know, a whippersnapper is now a little asshole. Right. You know what I mean? It's like things have evolved.
A tape is now a CD or a Blu-ray.
Or
a file.
I still use tape.
Yeah.
I will say, I want to tape this.
Yeah.
Or I want to film this.
Right.
And film is also another one that we can probably stop saying. We're not going to film anything.
Yeah.
Now, no one is accidentally still using floppy disk.
Right? I think people still use icebox.
Older people. You know, like your grandma is saying icebox.
Whatever. My grandma's dead.
Not your grandma. I knew that about your grandma. Mine is also, so I didn't say my grandma. Grandmas
right.
are saying icebox. Huh. But maybe not. I mean, a lot of grandmas are my age, and they're saying freezer. So, just telling you. Dungarees.
Yeah,
that one's gone.
Pants.
Yeah. That one's gone. Mm-hmm. Now, groovy, I think, is still coming back.
Groovy.
That's groovy. And Xerox.
Yeah.
Most people don't even know what a Xerox is.
No, they don't. Rad.
What? Oh, you got other words? What do you guys think?
Rad.
Discman.
Ooh, Foxy. Yeah. I like Foxy.
Yeah, Foxy. We should bring Foxy back.
I agree. you know what Patrick and them says? Gnarly.
But now that's not an old word.
It was old and now it's come back.
Oh, they didn't say gnarly back in the old days.
Gnarly was in the 80s.
Or like tubular.
Yeah, gnarly.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And now it's back.
Yeah, that's what. That was in my yearbook, 80s. Foxy. Bitchin'. Now I still say bitchin' sometimes.
Yeah, you still say bitchin'.
I do. I'll go, that's bitchin'.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh.
Whatever. I do use some old words. I use whippersnapper and willy wagon and tomfoolery. as if.
Oh, I love cool beans. Cool beans.
Cool beans. Cool. What was the other one? Gag me with a spoon.
Oh my God.
Was more West Coast. That wasn't real big here in Colorado. The Valley Girl.
Totally.
Now it's come back.
That's a whole different. It's way worse. Now she's like a Valley Girl having a stroke.
I cannot believe that girl.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah, that's fun. Grody is one that I'm bringing back because people are just nasty and grody. Okay, grody. I can see it. You know what's helped?
You know what you also brought back was Crotch Goblin.
Crotch Goblin. Now, I don't think she brought that back.
I think she made it up.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Grody.
Stop being grody.
Yeah.
You know what's helped this coronavirus?
What?
People being grody.
Oh, yeah. Because that's how it's passed.
It's very topical.
It's passed through your poop.
It's it's very timely, grody. Good one. All right. So I think we figured that out. And Crotch Goblin, word of the day.
I know, right?
Hug your Crotch Goblins today.
Tell them you love them and you don't mind them being home.
Yeah. Wow. That was fun.
That is fun.
Yeah. I liked Dirty Little Hamsters, but now.
I know. Dirty Little Hamsters used to be my favorite, but now they're Crotch Goblins.
So check it out. There's this guy and he's got a metal detector. Our kid wants a metal detector really bad. Ariel does. And he was just combing the beach with his little metal detector and he found an engagement ring right on the edge of the water. Apparently a couple had lost that ring during a volleyball game like 5 years ago.
Wow.
Pretty sweet, right?
Took a long time.
Yeah. How did he find them? That's when I see these stories. It's like, oh my God, I just found this random ring.
Well, he had a...
I found a ring!
He had a metal detector.
Well, so what? I'm just saying, those people, they were just there playing volleyball 5 years ago. How is it that he was able to find them just by finding that ring? He put an ad in a newspaper to go on Facebook and say, hey, I found this ring.
Oh,
and
probably.
Then someone else is like, hey.
Yeah, that's usually what they do.
You think so? All right, well, the Copacabana's gone. That sucks.
The Copa.
Copacabana. So before it was a Barry Manilow song, right? The Copacabana was actually a nightclub. And it's gone now. It's now closed. The club's changed locations 4 times. Most recent incarnation has now closed. The word on if a 5th location will pop up, it's not been said. Probably not. It's the end of an era. It's like I was Club 54. Now here's something I'm excited about. We need to go to Mexico.
Okay.
Bigfoot has been spotted.
Oh.
A giant humanoid or possible Bigfoot has been spotted in the area in Mexico known as the Eyes of the Water, or as we say in the native tongue, Ojo Jaco Agua. Ojo de Agua. Ojo de Agua.
Okay.
Not Chinese.
You know what, Sean's accents, they do that. You can't really, not really sure which one he's going for.
All right, well, this little senorita was out on a walk with her husband and their niño, that's a child, and they heard a great big noise, right? This was large, thin man, they said, but it was very hairy. He just appeared. Now, according to some of the stories of this area, they've been circulating that it could be related to either UFO sightings or manifestations brought on by the stress and boredom of the coronavirus. But most people think it's Bigfoot.
Who would, well, they said he was hairy?
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, who's that other one that people see? Is that Thin Man?
Thin Man.
The creepy murderous guy?
People do
guy.
See Thin Man. But this was El Futo Grande. And so...
I think it's El Grande Futo.
No, I believe in Spanish you switch the descriptive... With
oh,
the,
yeah.
So, yeah. Sorry, I teach you Spanish. It's El Futo Grande.
Yes, it is Spanish speaking with the cracker. This is White Guy Spanish 101.
Orale.
This is not Babel, so don't take it too serious.
At the El Futo Grande in El Mexico. But that's fun. That's exciting. Bigfoot's getting down south. You know, he's on a vacation. It's just showing during this pandemic, you know, that a lot of wildlife has been moving around the country a lot more free.
Well, they're free.
And this shows
they're
you.
Looking in windows even, now, seeing what's going on.
Even Bigfoot has made his way down south.
He needed a vacation.
Well, hell yeah.
He was like, he's fucking
Americans.
People. These Their humans masks. Are crazy.
Yeah, so he was headed down to Mexico, El Futo Grande, as they call him down there, the Bigfoot. And I'm excited for him. I hope he gets some sun. I hope he gets a little time off and he gets back up here and starts making some beef jerky.
he's missing his whole camping season up here.
Yep. Well, you know, a plane that was headed from, it was going to Italy from Germany had to turn around midair because they forgot to check if the airport was open because due to the pandemic, it was closed.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
You know what? I feel like a lot of these stories today are
what?
Dumb.
What do you mean? They're dumb. Why the closings
you're,
are dumb?
You're flying. No, these stories.
The stories we're talking about.
I got you. But really, pilots are taking off for somewhere that's closed, and they don't know it's closed. That doesn't make any sense. It's an airport.
Well, it's hey.
It's an airport.
It's fucking Germany, man. Maybe they don't speak Italy.
then... Yeah, you're right.
You know what
Germany
I mean?
Germany doesn't speak Italy.
Hell no. Clearly, I couldn't fly into Mexico.
Listen. This weekend,
what
we were out doing stuff, yard work stuff, going out, and we had Marlon with us, and we were going to get breakfast.
Yes, we were.
And we went to a food truck down on Federal, and we couldn't order any food.
Thank God that lady's granddaughter was there.
Yeah, and she came out and talked to us and ordered her food for us
because she spoke English and we did not. We couldn't even order a burrito. We didn't have the Spanish capacity to order a goddamn burrito. And you're Mexican.
You know what? It should not just be all on me.
I feel like it should.
I don't think so.
And no one's ever asked me to speak Swedish or Irish or whatever the hell white person comes around. You know what I mean?
Whatever white person country you're from.
Yeah. Right. You should know your language of your peoples.
You know what?
You should have been able to go.
You're right. I have nothing to say.
She had all kinds of weird names up there for burritos. I usually know stuff. Like I know, you know, carne asada. Uh-huh. And I know pollo is chicken. Mm-hmm. And I know that carnitas is pork. Mm-hmm. But she didn't have carnitas. She had pastor. And I thought, she's serving pastors up there, man. These churches are really going downhill, cutting up the pastors.
Oh, my God. Anyway,
but that was another
kind
of funny.
It was just funny that, you know.
It was great food.
It was so good.
Yeah, pastor is so good. Pineapple? What? Oh, shit. It did taste sweet.
You have no idea.
No. I asked that lady, I said, how often is your granddaughter here? And she's all, okay. And so I asked the granddaughter, how often are you here? And she's like, oh, I'm very rarely here. And I was like, great. I don't know what to order next time.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. I got the best thing.
Okay. Yeah. What you got the potato thing.
Mm-hmm. I got steak potato and green chilies.
Everything was amazing. The chili relleno, the burritos were $4, homemade tortillas.
Oh, God, the tortillas were green so good. Chili.
It was that food truck right there off of Federal before Evans. I don't even know what the street was, but there's that bowling alley.
Yeah, it's on the north side of Evans.
Yale.
Yeah, right around
Yale. Right around Yale. But damn, it was a good food truck. I don't know what the hell it was that we ordered, but we did a great job.
It was good.
Thank God for her granddaughter.
Oh, I ordered a chili relleno burrito.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That was really good.
It was really good. Yeah. So we had three shades between the three of us.
Yeah.
White to dark. Between me, you, and Marlon. And not one of us could speak a word of English or Spanish. Yeah. Well, I got a little in.
Yeah, okay.
I said, El Gringo. And they laugh. They laugh. Okay.
Okay. That's what they say to you, too. Okay. Okay. We'll get you something.
Stupido.
Now, that is one thing that does not lose anything in translation.
No. We need a Mexican fiesta. That's right.
I know.
Wrong one. I do them all. It's the ay, 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 not the la, la, la.
Right.
Yeah, Mexico. La, 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 la.
No. It. It's
a ay, 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 ay. Yeah. Arriba, arriba.
There you
go. Cha, cha, cha.
Oh, God.
I really do think kids are getting smarter these days.
Oh.
You know, because there's these two boys who let black widow spiders sting them so they could become like Spider-Man.
Oh, man. Yeah. Did they die?
Well, no, they were both hospitalized. They're going to be okay. They were both rushed to the hospital. Their condition didn't improve much, but they then were transferred to another hospital. They were given a bunch of serums and antidotes and shit, and they're going to live, but they're not going to get superpowers.
No, now they're probably going to lose a limb.
Yeah, they're lucky. Uh-huh. That's all. Yeah. But yeah, I do think kids are getting smarter. No tequila for Shayna. That's right.
None for me.
She gets Mexican strong.
So strong.
Do you know how thick my accent gets when I get to Mexico?
It gets so thick.
Oh, it gets so thick.
Yeah.
And I sound like a Mexican who might be Italian or a little Chinese. But you're very white. She gets honest. No, Shayna doesn't get any more honest than the regular Shayna.
I'm pretty honest.
She bends metal.
I turned into the she incredible
She picked a man up over her head one time and threw him over a building. And flipped a Mustang.
It's my superpower.
Yeah, she gets retarded strong. I didn't mean that. That was wrong. She gets Mexican strong.
There you go.
That's not. That slipped out.
You're so funny. Yeah, WWE. That is exactly right.
And I don't know. Tequila just makes me kind of giddy. I get all, yeah. I mean, I'm like that anyways, but like certain different things. Wine makes my pants fall. Can't mm-hmm. wear clothes when I drink a lot of wine.
Which is hard for you anyways, because right, you rarely have pants
hate
on.
Pants. I had to put pants on just to come down here. Tequila is another one that makes me probably...
handsy?
Listen to ads. A little handsy. I might get a little gropey on tequila.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the Mexican free
again,
man.
Again, this
the
is
man
something
comes out
that you do pretty regularly.
Oh, so everything. So pretty much alcohol.
Yeah.
Makes my pants fall off. And I get a little gropey.
Oh, really? I was going to say just waking up makes your pants fall off.
Well, that's
makes
true.
You feel a little gropey. Just when you add alcohol to it, you just get way more gropey. That's all.
Let's have some drinks. I feel like, who wants to come over for drinks? All right, Juan says he is in Brazil and they have cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha! Is that an alcohol? Is that like tequila?
I don't know.
Pants should always be optional.
Yeah.
Period. You don't even need with tequila.
Nah, just period. You know, it's very strong, he says.
Oh, I don't need that. None of that for Shayna.
None of that for me.
Although we do know a Brazilian, don't we? She's Brazilian?
Who's that?
Lice?
Lice? Yeah. I think so.
And we know a Cuban.
Yeah.
A Puerto Rican.
Uh-huh.
We know Russian. An Asian. And a Russian.
Uh-huh.
A Filipino.
Uh-huh.
Man, we got the globe.
We got the globe,
I got my
baby.
Mexican here. I'm... from Whiteland.
Yeah.
Scottish, Swedish, Irish.
You count as the honky.
Scottish, Swedish, Irish, Kansasan. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to cover. We know an African American man from from the great state of Britain, from the motherland.
The motherland.
Right, a British guy.
Yeah.
Who else? Look at us go. Mm-hmm. We're diverse. This is probably the most diverse podcast ever. German, Colombian.
Yeah.
Right there.
Meow.
Look at us go. Let's get some of that Ouzo stuff. Let's drink us some of that stuff.
We did drink that Ouzo.
No,
before.
This stuff from there, from Brazil.
Oh.
The cha-cha.
Cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha. Oh, Mary's full German.
Cha-cha-cha. Amita is from San Diego. She's a San Diegoan. If that's a thing.
It is.
Wow, look at us go.
I love it.
I love Swiss cheese.
Yes, you do. That's probably why you love Dina Jo so
that's
much.
Right. Because she's got it all. She's got the little Mexican, a little Swiss in her. Mm. Mm. I like a spicy Swiss cheese.
Mm. You are ridiculous.
I feel fun from Iowa.
Cracker country.
Don't tell people. That means you're corn fed, right? I thought that's corn fed is from Iowa.
Yeah.
Okay. Tomorrow we need to get a brisket. No, we have so much food. We don't need it. You're English then, John, if you're from Boston. Today is National Sunscreen Day. So let's go get some sunscreen on and get your ass outside.
Oh, does it count?
We love our classy.
If I just use my extra gold body oil.
That shit that smells like coconuts.
Yeah.
I love that stuff. Copper tone.
Yeah. Baby.
Get your bronze on. Mm-hmm. I'll rub it on your.
Dark
front.
Tanning oil.
Oh, I love that stuff.
Rub it on my back, too. Start on the front.
I'll start on the front.
Rub to the back.
National Sunscreen Day, National Senior Health and Fitness Day. So go out and exercise
an old person. Go walk old person.
And Scotch Tape Day. But I say we just make it Scotch Day.
Okay.
Screw the tape.
Yeah, screw the tape. Unless you want to like make a tape.
Well, no.
Film something.
That's
have
true.
Some scotch and make a video.
Now we did hear that tape, that word's going away, so that's why.
Yeah.
Scotch video
make a
day.
Short film.
Scotch film day. And let's all remember you can't get Spider-Man powers by getting bit by Spider-Man.
Yes. Please. Please, people, keep
it's
your,
a drink
your
wine.
Hands and legs inside the
Polaroids.
Cart until it comes to a complete stop.
Now, what's fun is Shayna and I have been together long enough that we do actually have some Polaroids of each other.
Oh, yeah.
Some old school news.
I got naked pictures of Sean on
my
Polaroid.
Gosh. I can remember finding my dad's Polaroid collection.
I'm going to hang them up now that the kids aren't here.
You're going to hang up my Polaroids.
Your nudie Polaroids.
Of my
you're
little,
so cute.
When I'm under 30.
Yeah.
Ow.
You're so cute.
I was just
in
a little
guy. In the pictures, your little
hey,
grin.
What about the ones I took of you while you were sleeping? Oh, never mind. Never mind. That's right. I didn't. You were sleeping. We won't hang those up. We'll keep those to ourselves, myself.
You can.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
That's not good for Polaroids. Don't shake them.
Yeah, don't shake them. Gives them a crease.
But body. Now they have the new Polaroids that are pretty kick-ass.
We also have some of those.
We do. But they're littler, so
that
only
our
one
daughter
of your,
took.
Only one of your boob fits on them because they're so little. You know what I mean? They're not the same size.
Each boob gets a
yeah,
picture.
Yeah, that's right. You have to, that's the old school
you
dick
You got
to
have them, too, to put on the fridge.
Yeah, old school dick pics or Polaroids you had to put in an envelope. Mail them off. There you go. Sent you a dick pic. It'll be there in like 5 days.
5 to 7. Hope it doesn't get lost.
Yeah, I hope they don't store it anywhere warm.
I love it.
It'll get washed out. Yeah, those new little Polaroids are awesome. They are very cool.
Yeah.
They
were fun.
We took one camping. Once and that was fun. The kids came up.
Ariel, yeah.
Ariel had hers, and that was pretty cool. And it's nostalgic.
We've taken drunken ones here,
and they're
house.
Little,
yeah.
And that's cute, and they're cute, and that's fun. But it's still.
Well, Ariel had a Polaroid, the original Polaroid when she was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when they came out with this one, she was like, "Oh."
I still have our original.
And the film was
cameras.
So expensive.
I still have our original
when
Polaroid
when,
camera
when she was using it.
When you had to get that little bar of flashes. You clicked it in on the
yeah,
top.
J baby, same thing. Her boob won't
yeah,
fit
oh
in
my
one
gosh.
Either.
Yeah.
She might need three.
Yeah, you get
they gotta go landscape.
Oh, I know. You can have an areola on one. Same, it's probably same for Amber.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah. Can't take Polaroids.
You gotta go landscape and stack them up. Make it a foursome. Then you could probably get it all
wow.
in there.
We should probably do some experimenting.
Yeah. Well,
we need to get everybody over here.
All right, girls. Come on,
come
over.
On.
Bring your Polaroids.
I've got mine. I'll have all the, don't even worry about it.
I'll have all the Polaroids.
Bring the boobs. We're going to do, we're this is for science. This is for science.
That's right. We'll yeah. make, we'll document it.
Future science will also be done with it.
Wow.
These photos. But we'll take them and make a collage.
Future science.
We could make a collage. We'll make a collage, like a just an areola collage.
Whose side boob
exactly.
Is that?
Now J baby's getting it.
That's right.
Yep, I think this is good. Look, put it on this. Pick up Polaroid camera and
lots
of film. Exclamation point! Right there, it's yeah. on the list.
You can get the Polaroid stuff that's sticky too.
Oh yeah, then you just
stick
peel
it
back,
off, and it's a sticker. Yeah.
And we'll make a big collage. We'll yeah. frame it. We'll hang it in the studio.
All right.
Yeah, it'll be the no.
Come on, searching.
A collective of nipples. Uh-huh. Nipple collage. Nipplage. A nipplage. A nipple. A colopple of nipplage.
Boob collage.
Yes, it will. A collection. The collection of the greatest gift God ever gave to man.
Yes.
The boob.
The boob.
Well, yeah, we'd have starved without it.
Yeah.
So it's like the perfect thing. Machine.
The perfect thing.
It is. Perfect gift.
Women are aliens.
Women, you are a bit alien-y.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Yeah.
If If you've ever thought there was life somewhere else and you wonder if you ever want to see an alien, then yeah, watch a woman have a baby.
Yeah. Oh, just watch her be pregnant.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Those little alien babies trying to reach out.
You're just donating.
See them hitting their heads, moving all around, pushing their feet out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very alien-ish.
Pretty crazy.
And then they shoot it out.
Yeah.
Ding!
Well, we can make a collage of that, too. Everybody needs to bring a package of film when they come to the house for the boob collage, the nippleage. It's a new word alert.
It's no faces. Just
no, just the nippleage, just right? No one will. You have to pick out your own. You go,
I'm on the bottom left.
And from just the right angle, my wiener does kind of look like a nipple. Hmm. So we could get that in there.
Why?
Because that's what J-Baby said. Slip a dick pic in there.
Your boobies should be in there.
Well, I wasn't going to talk about my boobs. I thought since I thought maybe we would focus on the fact I have a little different equipment.
Oh, well, it still would pass.
I'm not all boobs, Shayna.
As a nipple.
I think that ball sacks are nipple skin.
You know what I thought the other day? I think that eyelids are ball nipple skin as well.
Eyelids?
Yeah.
It's the same as a ball? I have a ball on my eye?
You have a ball sack.
No, this feels too thick.
No.
Eyelids feel too thick.
No, they're not. Right. They're so thin.
Oh, dudes, grab your eyelids and tell me if it feels as thin as your ball sack. Oh, that's pretty thin. My left one feels thinner. Is that right? Wait a minute.
Now feel your balls.
I don't know. That could be. It's okay. It's only got so much skin.
I'm telling you, because it wrinkles up the same way. It moves the same way. I was just putting on my makeup the other day, and I thought that.
Because Shane is a ball assumer.
I am.
A consumer of the balls.
I am.
And John says, what about a ball board?
I love
it. Got to ask Shayna twice.
Now, if we're going to have a ball board, it needs to be, for your sensories, you got to be able to touch it.
It needs to be textured.
Yeah. Hmm. Because that little ball sack needs to shrink up. If you blow on it, go, and it'll go, ooh.
If you get a hair dryer, blow on it, it goes,
ugh. Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
Make them warm.
All right. What's the ball sound? Sudden, everybody, where you are right now, make the sound of a ball.
You know, it is like a ball thermometer gauge.
Whatever.
You could look at the balls and you could see how low they're hanging and be like, wow, it's like 90 degrees.
It's
right
warm
now.
Out there.
Uh-huh. Or it could be all tight, tucked up in there where they don't even look like they're there. And you'd be like, it's below freezing.
I think that it's repurposed, recycled skin. You know what I mean? It's like he's not going to make a bunch of different skin. So one skin for all covers it all.
Right.
But because I do think that the way that nipples, balls react are the same. So I'm going, why not? Eyelid.
Yeah. It's all the same.
Just eyes, nipples, and your balls.
And your balls.
Eyes, nipples, and your balls.
And your balls.
It's the same skin. Yeah. For women and for men. Eyes, nipples, and your balls.
That's a new song. That's a good song. That's real good.
Real
good.
You suck my eye.
But women's pussy lips are not the same as ball skin.
Well, see, you guys got something special.
Yeah, we did.
You guys got it.
We're the aliens.
That's where he thought, you know what? I'm going to do something real special down here. That last one seems pretty rudimentary. So what I'm going to do.
I got to top myself.
Yeah, I can do better. I can do better, he says.
That's the truth.
And then he did.
Boy, he did.
And then he came up with something more mysterious and better.
Yeah.
But.
That's right, J-Baby, the golden pussy.
It's, you know, it's a lot like a bicycle. Once you figure out, master the mechanics of it, it's the funnest toy ever made.
The pussy?
Or in the bicycles.
Oh.
Both, but the pussy first.
Yeah.
But then obviously, the pussy first.
It is a mystery.
It is. It's a nice, wonderful.
Just when you think you got it figured out, it's like you find
mystery.
A whole new room.
Yeah. There is.
You're
special.
Like,
whoa.
I didn't even see that door there.
You have a den?
How long were you going to keep that a secret?
There's a swimming pool in here. What do you mean behind a swimming pool?
It's natural spring water. That is the truth. You know what? We are the greatest thing ever made.
Yep. Yeah, I'm glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, good.
Not just her, John. A lot of them are. A lot of them are.
Everyone has a little tinkle.
I did.
A little bit tinkle.
I laughed myself wet.
Oh my God. I don't even want to know. Yeah,
I don't
what
either.
That looks like.
Yeah. Well, that's the old joke. You know, women, you complain that when you get older and you sneeze, you pee a little. When men get older, we sneeze, we shit our pants.
That's true. That's a true story.
Not me though. I do Kegels.
You got and you keep handy wipes in the car.
I do. I do Eagles. Men call them Eagles.
Eagles?
It's more masculine.
They call them Kegels instead of a Kegel.
Yeah, it's masculine. It's the man one.
Oh my God.
I'm doing Kegels because I'll kick your ass. With Kegels, I'll kick your ass.
That's right.
Eyes, nipples, and balls.
Oh my gosh, you guys are so great.
Some fun other stuff. All of our neighbors think you have COVID because we're coughing from laughing too much. Yeah, someone at work was like, man, you got a bad cough. What's going on? I was like, I smoked a big bowl before I got here. Oh, okay. Me too.
Yeah, cool. Cool.
Smoker's hack.
You want to use my puffer?
You know, I smoked for 25 years. I smoked those damn Marlboros. I'm not giving them a plug. I smoked cigarettes.
Yeah.
Because then I switched to the hump day ones.
Yeah.
And like over 20 years, at least a pack a day.
Yeah.
So that's going to have some lingering effects, some residual. And then I still smoke a lot of flower.
Yeah.
And so that is hot.
Hot.
I need one of those long, like Gandalf pipes.
Because
then the smoke will, but that one gets clogged too fast.
Well, they're all going to get clogged.
Well, then I need a batch of them.
You can just go through them.
Yeah.
One after
the next.
So
then that way the smoke isn't so hot when it hits your lungs.
Right.
Some people would say, or you could stop smoking weed. You know,
wow. Like, I mean, come on.
Why would I do that?
Oh,
you quit smoking.
Good job.
Good job.
April 7th. That's my birthday.
That is Shana's birthday. Yeah. You're Shana's birthday quitter.
That's right.
Good job. I quit in September of 2006.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's good. It's good. Good for all of us. Anyone who has quit smoking, it doesn't matter how long it's been since you've had a cigarette. Good job.
Good job.
Even if it's only been 24 hours.
You can do it.
Congratulations.
Yep. And you smell so much better now.
Right. Well, yeah, we all do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Way better.
Do you remember?
So we're just going to have lung. I think there's going
to
be lung damage.
Smoke in the bars.
I remember when you could smoke on an airplane. That's how old I am. I remember smoking on an airplane when I was 17.
Jen's quit for 8 years. Good job.
Nice job, Jen.
Mary Poppins,
I didn't even know
05.
So we didn't know her when she smoked. I didn't know Jen smoked.
Yeah, very good.
I can't even imagine her smoking. Yeah. Hardest 2 months of detoxing. Every time you think about smoking, I know Steve and I won't survive me quitting again. Well, it's time for him quit. Time for him to quit.
Yeah, he needs to quit.
For sure.
It's hard when one quits and the other one doesn't.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. You got mad at me.
Of course I did.
I didn't smoke like a smoker smokes.
No, you were
casual. I was a casual drinker smoker.
Yeah, you only smoke cigarettes when you would drink, like if we were at the bar or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then after I quit smoking, the next time we went out to the bar, I look over and you're smoking. And you're like, what? I just smoke when we drink. And I'm like, not anymore. You don't fucking do that anymore. And she did it. No, she did not.
No, it wasn't a big deal for me. I mean, it's like, whatever, but.
Yep.
That's funny.
Because yeah, they're a lot now.
Yeah, they are. They're a lot.
A lot.
Oh, see, Classy's boyfriend smokes, but he loves it. Yeah, I don't get it. It's gross.
No, I loved it too, though. I did. Yeah. I really did. And I still smell them every once in a while.
I would prefer them to smoke pot than cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
And you're That's just, for everybody. Your mouth tastes so bad.
It's a different thing because there's so many man-made chemicals in tobacco cigarettes.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be better if you're rolling your own, but even that's processed tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed smoking. You know what I mean?
Jen loved it too.
And when I'm on my bike even and people go by me and they're smoking in their cars, I can smell it.
Uh-huh.
And I still smells like good.
Like good, like cigarette.
But then there's a guy at my work who's a heavy smoker, and he'll come in the room after he's been out on the patio smoking, and it's disgusting smelling. Then it's the bad side of the smell.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like when it's burning, it's a good smell. But then on the bad side, when you walk into an elevator after someone who's just smoked, then that's the bad side. And then I'm like, ooh, I'm glad I don't smell like this.
Yeah, or when you kiss that person and it tastes like you're licking a butthole because their breath tastes, their mouth tastes so bad.
Yeah, we're not there yet. We just started talking, saying hi and stuff. But
that's good. I'll let you know. Just telling you.
Okay.
It's coming your way. It's going to be real bad.
Okay. Pot isn't bad. But he works at the airport, so he can't smoke weed. Oh, what can he do? Unnamed airport at a airport. There's a lot of airports all over. I don't understand that either. How? I guess if you have a job that puts you in a dangerous place, then I could see them with weed, you know, testing you for weed. But then are they checking you for alcohol? Because how many people are going in half drunk?
J-Baby says the smoke doesn't linger on Steve. She doesn't know how. I know because Steve is clean.
It's those pressed shirts.
Yeah, he's clean. He washes his hands. He's a very hygienically clean person. His clothes are very clean. So I don't feel like it would have time to build up on him.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
You know?
Well, when I was smoking.
And I don't think that you smoke in the house either.
There at the end when I was smoking, I was actually working also in ministry at the church.
Yeah.
So I was always like super. They're like, oh my God, I don't want to smell. I don't want people to know.
Right.
Of course, everybody can smell a smoker from a mile away.
Yeah.
But I also used a lot of cover, but I don't like gum. So I'm a mint guy myself.
Yeah. He's the cleanest man.
I agree. Gum.
You can tell when you see him.
He's a clean guy. I love those shirts.
The first
time
I met him, I thought, oh, I love this guy.
Yeah.
He's so clean.
He's so clean.
Look at his shirt. I even told him, I love how pressed your shirt is.
The pressed shirts, kind of weirdo.
the
dry cleaned pressed shirts from the Nordstrom's rack are freaking sweet.
Yeah.
I think there's when you flip up the collar and it's like a different shirt on the inside and you're like,
right.
Wait a minute, are you wearing two shirts?
No, it's just a super fancy one.
Hawk Nelson. I've never heard of the band Hawk Nelson. Speaking of church, nope, that didn't happen. I don't know how we got to talking about cigarettes, but good job, everybody who quit.
Yeah, quit smoking.
Good job, everyone who's quit smoking. You can do it. We can do it together.
Keep being a quitter.
Let's keep the good fight.
Right.
Yep. Just like with meth, you know? You just every day got to fight that dragon on your back. I'm not kidding. You don't fight it. I think you had something.
Me?
I love that when Christian singers come out and stuff and they're like, hey, I just decided I don't believe in God anymore. Fuck him. I've made millions of dollars on Christian music and all you people that have been listening to my songs, you're stupid. So I'm taking my money and I'm out. Why can't you just bow out quietly?
Right.
If you want to change your belief systems,
do it.
Go right ahead.
Yep.
John, he's still feeling his balls. And that's fine. That's what he wants to do. He can feel them. I have a feeling that Kay DeVito might be next to him during the feeling. Because they are very similar named.
Hmm.
But we'll find out later. in episode 2 of Balls Field Balls. Oh, sorry. That's his daughter. Oh, I screwed that up.
Man, I love it when you get your entire foot in your mouth. That's awesome. That is awesome. Anyways, I am going to make a ball installment.
What are you going to do, Shana? You're going to have us all dip our balls into a plaster and then make molds out of it and make some sort of three-dimensional ballscape?
Oh, my God. I'm calling Melinda.
A ballscape?
Yeah. Oh,
what the hell are you doing letting your kid listen to this show for anyway? Anyway, yeah.
That was funny.
Right from there to the ballscapes.
She needs to go bleach her eyes.
Yeah, bleach your ears. Holy gosh.
That was funny shit.
Well, I didn't see that coming. That one caught me off guard.
I'm going to have to get some sort of waiver.
Are you still on the ball skate?
Yeah. What if I make them out of latex?
That's what you're going to have to do. You'd have to like make a plaster Paris mold, put around the balls or the like that guy did. You know what I mean? You take them out and then you pour latex into that and then you make a fucking mold or some shit. I don't know. But it's got to start with the plaster of Paris mold. Are they going to be?
See what's going to happen though.
Their hair's going to get all.
No, and the plaster is going to be cold. So when you put your balls in there, they're going to shrink.
Well, yeah, then you
has
use
to be some warm water method to a cold method.
I'm sure someone knows Hobby Lobby. We'll go to Hobby Lobby.
All right.
One of those kids working right there for the summer.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Well, no. Excuse me, Tamara. I would like to make some molds for balls. Do you know where they might have that? She'd be like, ew. And you're going to touch the balls? Yeah. That it's gross. I don't even know.
All right, all yeah right.
We have a Polaroid camera.
Oh man, we've missed you guys.
You guys are funny.
We've missed hanging out with you guys. Oh, we've been too busy.
Did she leave? I think she left.
Life's been too busy.
She's had enough. Okay.
That's so great. You're so embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed. Hilarious.
I think you might be.
I'm not embarrassed. What's up, Sinister? How are you? The Dark Priest. That's a lot of name.
That
a lot
was
of,
funny.
That's a lot of name pressure to have right there. Sinister the Dark Priest. I couldn't stand up to that name.
No pressure.
I'd be like, sometimes Sinister the Soft Butterfly. I'm a delicate flower.
That would be your name?
No. Not me. I am a delicate flower.
Yeah. I was going to say that Sinister.
I'm like Sinister doesn't work.
Uh-uh.
No. I am like a butterfly because my name is Swallow.
Yes, you know?
And those are the most magnificent of all butterflies.
Yes, they are.
The swallow flies.
I
what
agree
are they called? Swallow eyes. The Jack Swallow. What are they called?
The swallow butterflies.
Yeah,
yeah. They're just swallow butterflies.
They're just called swallow. No, look, that's there's something else though.
Monarch butterflies, monarch, but no, swallows. they're the swallow-tailed butterflies.
Swallowtail. There it is.
Jeez.
Whew.
Man,
I have an aneurysm all of a sudden. You know, we're just having a good time here on this Wednesday hump day edition of the Everything Swallow podcast. We're just having some jokes, making asses out of ourselves, mostly me.
It is mostly you. That's okay. It usually is.
I've put on some weight, so I'm not thinking clearly. Goodbye, Heather. We love you. Thanks for coming and being a part of this. And here we go.
Ooh.
Ba ba doo ba doo ba. Well, there's going to be some awkward conversations in the DeVito household tonight around dinner. Glad I could be a part of that for you.
You know what? You bring people closer together. You bring them closer together, right?
All right. I'm going to buy some shoes.
Okay.
You coming with me?
Yeah. No, I don't know. We'll see.
You don't want to watch me just try on shoes?
You know what?
You know, I love watching you just try on clothes. I just sit there outside the little booth. And I said, wait.
You sit in the booth sometimes.
Sometimes I like to sit in the booth, take pictures.
Sometimes.
That is awesome, though. If you've never had a chance, you definitely go into the changing room with your woman.
Yeah.
And your Polaroid. I guess you don't need a Polaroid anymore. You
just
got
take your phone.
Phone.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, take your phone.
Take your phone. Just turn your flash off.
Yeah. Do that.
There's a Reddit for that.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called Dressing Room Gone Wild.
Hmm.
Something like that.
I interesting.
Have to look it up. It's all dressing room gone wild stuff. Like, oh, are these jeans fit? Or whoops, they fell down.
Oh.
And your Polaroid comes out.
Well, I've taken pictures in the dressing room and sent them to you.
Yeah. That was a lovely dress. Okay, looks like we're going for clothes shopping. Anyways, we're going to have a great afternoon. You guys have a good afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you were here.
Thanks for hanging out.
We will be back tomorrow for a Happy Thoughts Thursday edition.
Try to get in the sun. Get out in the sun.
And then
have some sun time.
We'll do some sort of freaking out Friday night fun fest or something. We should watch a movie. We should do like a movie watch. Like a watch party or something.
Hmm.
Figure something out. We should do something. Well, you got to get on cam.
Yeah.
And so we'll do something live. If you want to be a part of the podcast, email us.
Yeah. Everything.
Let
swallowed.
Us know.
And you want let us know at everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Perfect. Because we've got someone now that's a dating master, right?
Mm-hmm.
A dating guru.
Dating guru.
A man.
Dating master.
I'm trying to think how he did it. Trying to be Mike Myers, the guru.
Oh, I don't remember.
Good, cool, man. Date the ladies. Mm-hmm. So we'll find out what that's all about. Everyone needs to know how to date, right? Even us married folks. So
right.
We can date our wives.
That's right.
And our husbands.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know when we can go out on dates. Again, when's normal going to be normal?
I don't know.
Restaurants are going to have to get rid of half their tables and
I'm
half their servers.
I'm creating my own new normal right now.
Yeah. This is when we need to get our land and start our movement.
Yeah.
Because right. You don't got a social distance when you come to the swallow nest.
Right.
To make the boob, the nipple lodges and the ballscapes. All right, email us if you want to be in the nipple lodge or the ballscape. Just a plain hell yeah or fuck no would be fine. Because that works as consent in law.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you send us an email, it says you're in.
Right.
So that works for us.
Sure.
That's legally binding.
It is. Totally.
I'll have Jen check it out.
Okay.
She'll know.
She's the contract master.
That's right. She's our contract lady.
She's the contract master.
Love you all.
Love everybody.
Pick me. Okay.
To come.
Oh, right. What? What? She has balls?
No.
Okay, she's going to be in the nipple scale.
Yeah.
Love it.
Duh.
Send us.
If you're a dude and you wanted to be in both, you could be.
Well, that seems a little gluttonous. If you ask me. Wow, I got to be a part of everything.
Yeah, well, come on.
I'm party on top and the bottom.
That's what you do. You're part of everything.
That's true. We'll see you soon.
Yeah.
We'll see you soon, folks. Classy, she's ready to party with J-Baby.
I'm ready to party with everybody.
J-Baby. I wish J-Baby could have come on Monday.
I know.
Jen didn't get to come on Monday, and Eric, they didn't get to come. Gordy.
What's up, Gordy?
Gordy's
here.
Is
it Jordy? Gordy.
Gordy.
Jordy.
Gordy.
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 I can't see it.
Gordy Shores. Remember?
Stuver.
That's the show we watched, Gordy Shows.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
G-E-O. Gordy. Jordy. Now you've got me wondering. Is it Pam? Pam. Pam. You know, it was kind of impromptu, our party on Memorial Day. I know we all knew Memorial Day was coming, but we weren't sure if the weather was going to hold. We just didn't know. So
we were so busy.
That's why
we just crammed it in our busy-ass weekend.
Yeah, that's why on Sunday afternoon, we put together a list of some folks to text and to have over. And like a lot of people were out of town.
Right.
Some people. There you go. That was the story of the party.
Some people were here.
Word of the day. Crotch goblin.
Oh,
Thank you, classy little cupcake.
That's right, for your contribution to the show today. Your word of the day.
Yeah. Okay, I also will accept ball sack as word of the day.
Yeah.
But that's your word every day. Word. Yeah, you're a ball.
I love balls.
You're a ball slut.
I am.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Oh, that's fun.
Nippology?
Ah, nippalage. Nippalage.
Nippalage.
Nippalage. It's like a collage of nipples.
Uh-huh.
Nippalage. And then the ballscape. Because that just works.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a bunch of lumps. Oh, we could call it the ball moguls. The boggles. The boggles the mind.
Boggles.
All right. We're going to go to Hobby Lobby and ask the little girl. Did I say her name was? Forget.
I don't know.
But she's gonna know. Oh my god. Bye.
Goodbye.
I hope you like what you just heard because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.